Well, our guest to the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an important time of year for you because you're now getting into the period of time where you're raising money for the next
year. Absolutely. Getting ready for the 2017 year, as many businesses are. And this is the time where we ask, beg, whatever the appropriate terminology is. That's what we do this time of year.
Yeah. And you had your gala, your big fundraiser
recently.
We did.
We netted about $10,000, so very pleased with that number. That'll all go back into the community. And that's kind of our kickoff for the campaign.
But you need to raise something on the order of $200,000 and really somewhat more than that.
A little bit more than that. But yes, that's our annual budget's a little over $225,000 every year. And like I said, majority of that money goes back into the community. We are a transparent organization. If anybody wanted to see our financials or that sort of thing, we are open to discussing that because we want the community to feel comfortable in what they're giving. United Way of Hunt County makes local decisions about the funding, and we also have done our due diligence to inquiry about the agencies that we support, and we will have 13 agencies that we'll support next year.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of the money that you all have available to you comes from grants of one kind or another that either come from the federal government or the state government or some other agency?
I would say less than 15%. So the federal money that we get for summer lunch is part of that. Other than that, we are beginning to get some grants for like the park and that kind of thing. But primarily, the money that we receive is through payroll deductions or small business splits or people just writing a check at the end of the year, that kind of thing.
So around 85% then or so is actually coming just from the people of Hunt County.
Absolutely.
Or businesses.
Correct.
We're talking with Frances Dalby. Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you mentioned payroll deduction. How does that work?
It's very simple. If your employer offers payroll deductions, all you do is fill out a form or go online in some cases, select, I want $2 per pay period, or maybe it's 3%, whatever your denomination is. And then you make a pre-tax, usually donation. So it comes out before the taxes due. You're not going to miss it, I promise.
Sure.
But for the cost of a cup of coffee every week, that's a $260 donation by the end of the year. And just to let you know, that $260 would build a little library. So, I mean, you can equate your giving that way, but again, $3 to $5 a pay period would go a long way to help those in Hunt County. There are a lot of agencies or a lot of employers in town that do payroll deductions that many of their employees don't know they do it. So Hunt Regional Hospital, L3 Mission Integration, Mohawk Industries here in Commerce, and we are also federal and state campaign approved. So if you work for a federal agency or you work for a state agency, ask about payroll deductions that you can give to United Way of Hunt County.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be calling on small businesses in early October, you said?
Early October is our standard time where we do our small business splits. These would be usually businesses that don't have a large number of employees. So a payroll campaign is not beneficial for them. And so we ask those businesses to give as well. We ask everybody to do something to be a part of making Hunt County a better place.
And then Thursday, September 22nd is North Texas Giving Day, and you're part of that?
Correct. We are approved as one of the donations for the North Texas Giving Day. So September 22nd, their motto is Get Up and Give from 6 a.m. to midnight. You can make a donation online. It does have to be a credit card donation.
When you think of what the United Way does, is there anything that comes to your mind that exemplifies the good that United Way does and the reason why people should make it a point to?
Well, I personally have some skin in the game, so I think of a lot of things, but I think our primary focus recently has been in the area of education and improving all levels of the community. So the little libraries, the mobile learning cafe, those have all, put feet to what we're doing. And I'm kind of proud of those things.
Yeah, and you're getting more involved in doing actual activities as opposed to channeling money to other organizations.
Correct. We hope we are becoming the charity of choice for Hunt County because of what we're doing to bring people together. And what we're doing, we couldn't do without partnerships. The Mobile Learning Cafe is a partnership with Quinlan ISD, and it has been a beautiful partnership. We love to partner with people and do things together so that, you know, when many hands make the work light.
So we will direct people to your website, probably the best way if they would like to learn more about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Okay,
UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org.
Okay, great. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.